This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You see, Vlad, we already shook them because they tried to do a slick move. We're gonna stay here this break. Don't worry.
I ain't shook.
You'll still hit eight by the time. You'll forget. Eventually, you'll have to get a snack. Then you'll hobnob.
Oh, that it took everything their power.
They already wanted to leave.
I know.
She wasn't even logged in yet, so it didn't, like...
What are you talking about? Yes, I was logged in.
Look how they fight. I love it.
It's crazy.
This is really...
This is gonna, yeah.
No, I'm saying you were getting situated. I'm not saying, like...
But I was locked in.
Okay.
Right. Calm down, Cheetah.
Wow, she is... Mm. Man, you've come in here with a different level of heat this morning.
But you know what? That's what happens when Lady Gaga decides not to show up on...
Oh, were you supposed to go to that?
Wait. Gaga canceled the show?
Well, okay. She had a good reason, I guess. But still, everyone's very upset that it happened within the hour of her going to perform.
So it was a game time decision?
It was a game time decision. She was already... We were all
there. She pulled
there.
A Darren Waller?
Oh, so you were at the...
I was in the car.
Oh, you were in the car.
Outside,
she
waiting
was even
for
late
parking.
To Lady Gaga.
No. We were supposed to... So, like, the GPS said we're going to get there at 8:05.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. As we approached the arena, nothing was moving. And then it was all very confusing. And then I get a text message from one of my friends who works there. And she says, oh, I'm trying to kick everybody out. And I was confused. I'm like, why are you trying to kick everybody out? And then she sent me a screenshot of Lady Gaga saying, hey, guys.
She gave us a len. Wait a minute.
So is she coming back or?
She's postponing, but there's no dates yet.
You got to make
Wait,
good.
How many days was she supposed to do?
So she did Sunday.
Okay, that's August 31st.
I believe she did Monday, and she was supposed to do yesterday, which was Wednesday.
Oh, so she had an off day.
So Tuesday
she
was
had
the
an
off
day.
Day
in
Part of
Gerard,
South Beach flu.
South Beach flu.
I'm not Even. Trying to put words out there, but I don't know. I'm kind of disappointed.
I mean, I understand. You know, she didn't prioritize the Wednesday show.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe next.
So do
time.
They just pack up and leave and go to the next?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, they
got
to see if she's ready to go. You know, they'll have to check on
what
her.
What was the reason?
She. Her doctor told her that it wasn't like recommended for her to sing because she was.
I have a statement. Okay, unfortunately, tonight's performance of the Mayhem Ball has been postponed. During her warm-up tonight, Lady Gaga experienced significant vocal strain and has been advised by her ENT and vocal coach not to perform. Information on the rescheduled date and the process for refunds will be issued soon.
Is that ears, nose, and throat?
I guess so.
ENT?
Yeah. ENT, ears, nose, throat.
She had a good poker face.
I guess. I can go.
I thought I was hearing things when I heard the song. She's very low.
She's very talented.
She's amazingly talented. Yeah. I never thought that in my life I was going to see Lady Gaga. And then I was presented
you
the tickets and I got excited.
You better stay friends with that person.
I mean, this could be her Aaron Rodgers. This could be the beginning of the end, you know?
Oh, my don't say that about her.
Is she performing anywhere in the state?
Her tour is still going on.
No, I understand that, but like, was Miami the last stop in Florida? Or is the,
I don't know, her next stop is
New York. Actually,
that's what I'm saying.
Like, yeah, she's got New York, then Canada,
and she already did two down here. She might just cancel.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, she said postpone.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we'll see. That's what they say.
That's not canceled.
To come back down for one night.
It's going
to
be at the end of the. Yeah, it's going to be the end.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is only a U.S. tour.
You're asking me a lot of questions. I didn't even do that much research. This is a lot
of
questions. Tour.
You do have a lot of follow ups. This is like classic hockey, Leroy.
Oh, so I know not to ask you two questions.
No, I'm just, you're lashing out, okay?
Once again, lashing out!
I feel bad for Leroy. When he asks questions about the intangibles and he goes to his intangible expertise committee.
If you ask me a question about me,
brothers, I'm here, I can answer all questions.
That's
I'm
not
here
true.
On the schedule.
Yeah, it is.
That's not true. There's plenty of times you run out of answers.
About black folks?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, dude.
No.
All right.
It's just I don't want to let you behind the screen.
Yeah.
Okay. It ain't that I ain't answering questions.
So when's the next time, J-Fig?
Okay, so the last show is supposed to be in Chicago, September 18, and underneath it says Kaseya Center, date to be determined.
Okay.
Oh, after that.
Got to schedule a doubleheader, you know, bring a call up.
If her throat is hurting, really the last thing she needs is to play, you know what I mean?
Have a Hannah Montana spot starter.
How does your throat hurt on the day off?
I'm telling you, Vlad, that's partying. She went to space.
I'm just saying.
She's 39 now. You know, she doesn't bounce back like she used to. No, no shame in that game.
She also sings live. There's nothing pre-recorded.
So she went to perform a mic check, and then all of a sudden her doctor says, hey.
They took a look at her hammy, and they're like, look, you could, but it's not the playoffs, okay? We're already up 2-0 in the series on Miami. why don't we just let the backups get this one? Okay, coach.
Well, you got to do it before a certain date because then basketball starts.
That's what I was thinking too.
Yeah, right. It can't be. Yeah.
They'll figure it out.
They might just say, you know what? Sorry.
You got that early road
trip.
No! Whoa.
Sorry.
Timbo Slice says she was hanging out with Brittany.
Point for Texter.
Oh, my goodness. Leroy's already like in the break for whatever reason. Like he's watching TV and he's just like, can't wait for Aaron Rodgers to suck because he hates Aaron Rodgers.
What do you guys hear? What do you expect out of Aaron Rodgers? Be honest.
Fosh?
Yeah.
I think he's going to be fine, actually.
Fine.
Yeah, I think he's going to be fine. I don't think he's going to be like.
He wasn't that bad last year.
He started cranking it up by the end of the year.
Coming back from an Achilles injury,
but Vlad, when I said that was going to be an issue, everybody said I hated Aaron Rodgers, but that's a fact.
No, whoa. I'm not going to let you do that. You've literally hated Aaron Rodgers for going on a presidential term now. Like, you've always hated Aaron Rodgers.
No, from the time he left Green Bay.
That's a presidential term.
You know why? Here's why.
Ayahuasca.
Because of all of his antics and everybody saying what Aaron Rodgers can do, Aaron Rodgers didn't do with a better team than he does now. Every team that he failed with in Green Bay, 13-3, 14-2, 12-4, right? It got down to the last second. And when they lost in a championship game or a divisional game, we didn't talk about he had no support. We talked about him. And so now people think, oh, but if he comes to us, that's going to change?
He didn't have a ton of – I mean, Green Bay, remember? They had a ton of success.
He had success,
but they didn't draft – like, they never drafted a first-round weapon for him.
Oh, okay. That's not – my point is this. If you don't have ultimate success with better teams, how can you expect to go to a team that doesn't have as much talent and get them over the hump?
But this is a playoff team he's going to.
Who doesn't have much – Pittsburgh has talent.
Yes. Okay.
They got DK Metcalf. They got two good tight ends.
They got a great defense.
They're going to have really good tight ends, right? The thing I would say about DK Metcalf is he's not a guy who gets open. He's a guy who can run that, you know, like when you watch him, There's a lot of things that he does where he ends up opening base.
Yeah, but he's had guys like that before. Like you would say like the Cobbs of the world. Like those are not burners.
Cobb was a slot receiver, so it's a little bit different. You can
This is a yoked possession guy. He can go up there. Like,
yeah, but that, you see what I'm saying? Like, so when they signed him to say he's going to be our wide receiver one, I'm like, does he have that feel all the other ones?
I think they were sick of George Pickens' ass.
No, that. Where did he end up?
Where did he go?
Dallas.
He's in Dallas?
You'll
see him tonight.
Wow.
Opposite of CeeDee Lamb.
Against Jalen. I mean, against the Eagles defense, Cooper DeJean and
Intangibles.
Intangibles.
We really calling out when you think, wait, think about this. We know how good their front seven was.
Well, we talk about
it. But the only thing we can remember about the secondary is they got a white DB.
Yeah, he picked six for a touchdown.
Very rare.
All right.
I know. It's rare.
This was Aaron Rodgers talking about that Jets matchup. Here's what he had to say.
Aaron, is there anything more for you opening up against the Jets at all, or is this just like another regular season game?
Yeah, it's week one.
How much are you keeping in touch with them, or have you kept in touch with them or anybody else in the organization?
I'm not going to tell you that.
What'll be the emotion for you walking into MetLife on Sunday?
I'll just be excited for week one.
That's great.
It's game set.
Sass.
Game.
That it might be sass, but he's not going to give them any.
Minus one for sass.
I mean, you think he was that close to anybody in that organization other than Devontae Adams?
Him and Sauce went to Nick games.
Yeah,
they smoked weed.
He tried
together.
Sauce, I know the weed's good, but how would you like to go to the rainforest with me?
You know, I think he tried to get guys to go ayahuasca.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Now, let me ask you, Leroy, there's got to be more why you hate this. You know what?
Huh?
This is my theory. This is my theory on why Leroy hates Aaron Rodgers.
I don't hate Aaron Rodgers.
You hate Aaron Rodgers.
Wait, is there here?
All right, you dislike
Aaron Rodgers. Is there a difference? And whether you like or hate somebody, or you don't think they're going to have success.
Can I dislike? Let me throw the mirror on you for a second, sure. Okay? Because I want you to see what you see with me. When I'm watching things, and I just go, J.J. Redick. I just see that on television.
Right.
You're just like, what's wrong with you? That's what you tell me. And so, like, we're sitting here, okay?
Don't deny not liking J.J. Redick.
I'm telling you,
it's not a matter of me liking Aaron Rodgers or not. I do believe he's a Hall of Famer.
I believe he's one of the best passers
of the football to ever play in the NFL.
Nobody's denying you said his talent, but there's something about him that just irks you.
Because 41-year-old.
No, it's not his age.
It is his age.
Because you also say things about his antics and stuff like that.
Yeah,
that's not just his age.
You haven't treated the other old like this. You're usually very polite to the old.
You know what happened, Tobin?
Hmm?
This is Vlad's theory. There was a golf outing.
No.
Aaron Rodgers took forever just explaining stuff, and Leroy and his group were walking by and they wanted to swing and they were in the same hole, and Aaron was just, you know, that's the only reason why we make Leroy upset. It's got to be something with golf.
I don't know, Vlad, but here's the thing. Let me take you onto this side of the glass here. Okay, I'm sorry to break confidence, but like we're sitting here, right? And you know, Leroy likes to watch the TV that's on here. And I imagine Aaron Rodgers was on behind me, and like he's hyping himself up for game time. He goes, he's like, Aaron Rodgers, wait till he sucks. I'll prove that I'm right.
All I'm telling you, and here's the thing.
You're talking up your takes.
I can tell you exactly how I feel, whether you believe it or not. It's not my concern.
No, but you can tell us how you can tell us how you feel, but you have an inaccurate measurement of your feelings. You're not taking self stock the correct way. You're not.
Was it Merrifield?
Am I the only one that?
Were you guys playing Jack's old course?
And you look at me and say, "That's not how you feel."
That's not how you feel.
I can't sit. If I sat here and I just went, if I went like this, Vlad, if I went,
you don't care about my feelings.
If I just went, J.J. Redick, I can't wait for him to get fired.
We all know that.
If you'd be like, you would tell me.
But I've never
relax.
Said that. When you say,
you just said, hold on.
But I've never questioned when you say that. I've never questioned whether you like him or not, or whatever.
I feel like we have.
No, we have.
We have interrogated him about it.
A ton, but it's not the point. The point is, you sit here. Nobody was asking for your Aaron Rodgers take during the break, and you're just like, Can't wait for that old ass to prove me right.
You're hateful.
I didn't say that.
You basically said that, dude.
No,
you basically said that.
I didn't say that.
You kind of said that.
Your hate for Aaron Rodgers kept your ass in the seat when you usually go hobnob.
Yeah.
Look at that.
I don't.
You look at that.
What were you saying about
you usually
40 not being the new 30 or something like that?
Yeah, I don't. I just listen. We've seen a couple of 40-plus-year-olds have success in NFL, and now we think because he's our guy, he could have success. And I'm telling you, he looks slow. Mm-hmm. He looks old.
Yes.
And it's going to catch up to him because that's what happens to 40-year-old quarterbacks. That's a fact.
Okay.
That's a factual statement.
Let me
has nothing to do with whether I like Aaron Rodgers or dislike Aaron Rodgers. For all these teams to think that 40-plus-year-old Aaron Rodgers is going to come and save the day, you're off.
Okay, dude, but
that's my biggest
complaint. You seem to take a little extra delight in it. Like, it's just that's all. Like,
yeah, because the people are being Tom Brady. There are exceptions to the rule, but to assume that every 40-plus-year-old can do what Tom Brady did or Drew Brees, and wait a minute.
I want you to close your eyes for a second.
Let's be clear.
Do me a favor.
Peyton Manning. You can't even throw Peyton Manning in my face. He could barely lift a football.
But you've never had these takes on Peyton Manning. You've never had these takes on Peyton Manning.
No!
Did he win a Super Bowl?
Just do me a favor.
Oh, he won a Super Bowl. Did they win because of Peyton Manning?
Oh, so okay. It's a team instead of a one-man game because when you go
then why is everybody giving
When you're going to Aaron Rodgers in the NFC Championship game in the playoffs, it's a team game.
He doesn't hate Peyton Manning. He loves Peyton Manning.
I know.
Now I want you to do an exercise with me.
I've said the same thing with him.
Just hold on. Let's do an exercise.
Being any type of psychologist.
It's not going to be embarrassing for you. Just do me. Do me a favor.
I
want you to just do me a favor.
Sure.
Close your eyes for a second. I want you to visualize something. We're all going to do the same. Close your eyes. Okay.
Hold up, my phone's ringing.
Okay. Turn it off. I want you to close your eyes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm in a happy place.
Okay. I want you to visualize something.
Is this Puff Puff Pass?
I wish.
Somebody's cutting the grass right now.
Everybody, shh.
No, that's a.
I want you to. Shh.
Okay. I got my eyes closed.
Listen to me.
Let's go.
It's Sunday.
Sunday.
Aaron Rodgers' first pass.
Mm-hmm.
Pick six to Sauce Gardner. Look at him. He's so happy. Look at that happiness. You're visualizing it right now.
Think about this, Tobin. He hates Aaron Rodgers so much that he is so happy and got so giddy of him visualizing Aaron Rodgers throwing the pick six to Sauce Gardner of the Jets.
Yep.
He's rooting for the Jets on Sunday.
No, I'm not. I don't think.
He's not rooting for, but he's rooting against.
Let's be clear.
Uh-huh.
I do not think the Jets are going to win.
Oh, so you think Aaron's going to beat them then?
I think the Steelers are going to beat them because the Steelers could beat
the
Jets with Kenny Pickett at quarterback.
So it's funny. Okay, I'll take the stray because just to make my point of you hating Aaron Rodgers, I'll take a stray from the Jets. Just because it's funny how when it's a win for his team, it's a team game.
Right.
But when it's a loss by his team.
Listen, I respect it.
Wait.
Art of the take.
You can ask Tobin, and this is factual.
Mm-hmm.
I have never made football about one guy.
Well, but you just said
here.
That right now.
Except here.
Rewind the tape?
Can I just say something?
You still got to be able to play the part, though.
No,
you got to play your role.
Leroy, in a lot
of... Wait. Here. Let me ask you guys a question. What do you think Aaron Rodgers is going to do with the Steelers?
4,000 yards, 28 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. Almost similar to what he did last year.
No chance.
No chance?
No chance.
No chance?
So you're telling me a guy who threw for 3,800 yards and 26 touchdowns last year,
mm-hmm.
coming back from an injury?
Mm-hmm.
You're two off the injury. Usually better.
Yeah, that's what I always hear.
Not at 40-plus.
Okay.
So wait, at 30.
So you think
so wait, last year he threw for 3,800 yards at what age?
Was he 39, 40?
No, he was 41.
41.
So that's 40-plus, isn't it?
Do you understand when you hit that
in.
When you hit that wall, mm-hmm. it doesn't like gradually come. You fall off a cliff.
You.
Okay. All right.
I wish you embrace
okay,
it.
Okay, fine. Listen.
Just embrace
it. I don't hate Aaron Rodgers.
Do you enjoy his failures?
No. No, not really.
Kind of, though. Kind of. He just smiled when I talked when we just visualized. He
not
just happy.
A smile.
He was happy. He was giddy.
And
I tickled
him. Right. If you're ripping Aaron Rodgers, what about the quarterback for your squad?
I said the same thing.
Okay.
What have I not from the beginning said about Joe Flacco?
You like Joe Flacco.
What have I said about Joe Flacco?
Yeah, you say he's going to Flacco, but you respect Joe Flacco.
Ooh, yeah, because like Joe Flacco ain't taking us on this trip to Never Never Land.
Yeah, but
he is what he is. You're going to get 3-4 great weeks, and then he's going to fall off a cliff and look like he never played football.
We'll take a break.
And did I not say this?
Yes, but you
and
don't.
And why? Because he's old.
But you don't hate Joe Flacco. You respect Joe Flacco.
I don't hate Aaron Rodgers. Okay. Aaron Rodgers just comes with a whole bunch of side stuff.
That you don't like.
That makes it even.
Tougher to like?
Joe Flacco's
dislike?
Not, Joe Flacco's a good dude. He just is who he is.
Yeah.
All right? Aaron Rodgers could be the same way, but it's all the other antics.
Which you find annoying.
Right.
Thank you.
That doesn't mean I hate him.
What does it mean then, dude?
Can you
What does that mean?
Oh, because I don't like somebody's
perturbed?
Antics. I just don't like his antics. I don't think. And then we're celebrating him like, hey, man, it's really hard for a 40-something-year-old to come in. What?
Hey, where are your katanas, Semantic Samurai?
Oh, me? Oh, really? Now you pull them out. You can pull them out for me, but you can't pull them out with your.
Take a break. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.